Welcome to Find Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or even to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or of course find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels and the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za. The BMW X3 in particular, the 2-litre diesel I've just had on test with the xDrive has one striking feature, and that is its range. With a 60-litre tank and sipping around 6 litres per 100 kilometres, you easily see over 1,000 kilometres of range on a full tank. The body styling is, of course, butch in that special BMW way, with lots of creases and curves and bulges in all the right places. A couple of little avant-garde touches on the outside, like the illuminated kidney grille in the front. It feels somewhere between Tron, teenage pad. I'm not sure it belongs on a luxury BMW. I understand why BMW is doing this, but I think this is going to be a short-lived fad. But who knows? Time will tell. The 2-liter diesel powertrain, of course, is what this car is all about. And through the 8-speed box, it's good for the ton in 7.7 seconds from a standstill. And that's because it's got 145 kilowatts on tap and 400 newton meters of torque available. And it feels like a big diesel should. Even though at 2 liters, it really has no right to feel like a big diesel. It's great engineering from this 48 volt mild hybrid, and I guess that's the way it's done. Now, I also recently, and I'll be bringing that review to you very soon, had the same car in its M50, you know, high performance version. And what this 3-liter, X3 2-liter diesel has over the M50 is fat tires. And by fat tires, I mean not low profile. And by that, I mean you can go over potholes and irregular roads with comfort, and it's a far more comfortable car. It still is sporty enough to call itself a BMW, but there's something else I want to say about the X3, and that's more about the X3 in general. Besides the fantastic interior and all the tech and all the stuff it's got, it reminds me a lot of the original X5, which was at the launch of all those decades ago. It's the right size. You get the X5 and the X7, and these are much bigger cars, and you get the X1, which is a little bit small. But this just feels Goldilocks. And I must say, at 1.136 million, this is the pick of the X3 bunch. That is the BMW X3 xDrive 2-litre D, and it's a recommended from me. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DAVID DONDE, and find the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.